This is the WHL This Week Radio Edition, presented by the Western Hockey League, the WHL Radio Broadcast Partners, and Easton Hockey. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. Ahead, we'll be focusing on some international competition as Team WHL gets set to host the Russian Selects in the Subway Super Series and games in both Brandon and Saskatoon. We'll talk to Brandon Wheat Kings forward John Quenville. He'll be ready for the challenge and he'll be our guest. The top 16-year-olds in the WHL have gathered in Sarnia, Ontario. It's the World Under-17 Challenge. We'll hear from Vancouver Giants forward Tyler Benson, ready to lead his team to a gold medal. And Red Deer Rebels forward Connor Bleakley has been named the Denny's WHL Player of the Week. He'll join us to close out the show.
Well, John Quenville will be one of the forwards that suits up for Team WHL, the upcoming Subway Super Series. And hey, on home ice too, you got to be really excited about playing one of those games in Brandon.
Yeah, it's going to be great. As soon as I heard the game was going to be in Brandon, I was kind of hoping I was going to be on the team, and it's really something I'm looking forward to.
And it's nice to have some teammates as well, too, that you normally would play with the Wheat Kings. What's that going to be like?
It's going to be great playing with Jace in the series. I think I play with him here in Brandon, so I think just bringing that chemistry over to the game is going to be great, and just enjoying that that amazing experience with him is something I'm really excited to be a part of.
You know, you'll wear the Team WHL crest, but at a higher level, you're representing Canada as well. To do that, what's that going to be like?
Well, everyone knows the rich history between Canada and Russia playing hockey. So, you know, just for me to be able to contribute to that and, you know, play for my country is something I'm really proud of, and I'm really looking forward to it.
Growing up, did you watch the Super Series? Was it something that you saw and paid attention to?
Yeah, I've actually seen a couple in person. So growing up as a kid, I always thought it was really cool. And just looking at the players that are on this year's team is guys that I've been playing against and thinking that are awesome players around the league. So I know it's really an honor for me, and I'm just going to, you know, enjoy every moment of it.
Now, John, for you and Jace, this is also an opportunity to catch the eye of Hockey Canada, too. This is really the first step to trying to get that invitation to the selection camp, playing for Canada. I know that's maybe something you've thought about, too.
Yeah, at this point, it's obviously a distant thought, but, I mean, every kid that grows up playing hockey in Canada thinks about playing for the World Junior team. I mean, it's the biggest event you can watch on TV, and it's something that I've always really wanted to do, and if I could be able to do that one day, it would be amazing, and I just want to keep working hard, and hopefully one day.
Thanks a lot, John.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, several Western Hockey Leaguers are in Sarnia, Ontario for the World Under-17 Challenge, hoping to lead Canada Black, Red, or White to a gold medal. Well, Canada Black forward and Vancouver Giants rookie Tyler Benson is hoping his experience so far with the Giants will pay dividends in the tournament. Benson's been a point-a-game player for the Giants this season, and he credits his seven games last season with the G-Men as a 15-year-old.
Yeah, I know being able to play a few games last year and practice with the team kind of got me ready for the year this year and kind of got me into the league.
As for his progress this season, playing in a top six role in Vancouver?
I feel like I've been playing really well. It's been good, and I think I just want to keep going and stay consistent.
The first overall pick in the 2013 WHL Bantam Draft, and he's aware of a very strong 1998-born age group in the WHL, making a name for themselves.
I feel they're really strong. Lots of the 16-year-olds this year are helping their team win and are really contributing to help the team.
He's hoping to lead the way for Canada Black and has one thing on his mind.
Well, I'm going there to win a gold medal, and that's what I want to do with Team Black. And just with the new format, I think our team's going to be really strong.
WHL talent joining Benson on Team Black include Stuart Skinner, goaltender for the Lethbridge Hurricanes, Vancouver Giants defenseman Riley McKinstry, Calgary Hitmen defenseman Jake Bean, Cale Clegg, a defenseman of the Brandon Wheat Kings, and three WHL forwards, Nolan Volkin from Seattle, Beck Malenstein from Calgary, and Sam Steele with the Regina Pats. As for Canada Red, they feature three WHL forwards, Jake Kriske of the Kamloops Blazers, Nolan Patrick from the Brandon Wheat Kings, and Mason Shaw of the Medicine Hat Tigers. And Canada White is represented strongly, goaltender Ryan Kubik of the Vancouver Giants, defenseman Josh Anderson of Prince George, and David Quenville of the Medicine Hat Tigers, and a pair of forwards, Tanner Kaspik from the Brandon Wheat Kings and Brett Howden of the Moose Jaw Warriors. The United States. They enter as the defending World Under-17 Challenge champions. They won last year's tournament in Cape Breton, Nova Scotia. And speaking of the U.S., Spokane Chiefs forward and Spokane native Kyler Yamamoto. He'll play for Team USA in the event.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Kelowna Rockets goaltender Jackson Whistle has been named the Vaughn CHL Goaltender of the Week. He picked up a pair of wins, making 53 saves in those two games, allowing just one goal. The 19-year-old native of West Kelowna is in his fourth WHL season, the third with the Rockets. Meanwhile, the Denny's WHL Player of the Week is Red Deer Rebels captain Connor Bleakley. Voice of the Rebels, Cam Moon, sat down with the Colorado Avalanche draft choice.
Connor, WHL Player of the Week honors for you. A pretty good weekend, too. 6 points in two games. Let's talk about a couple of victories. So one over the Moose Jaw Warriors and one over the Prince George Cougars. What was going so right this past weekend to get you those honors?
I think our team, we had a week off before these two home games, and we had a good, real good week of practice, and we played the way we know we can for 120 minutes, and it's a start in the right direction here, getting back to where we want to be, and one of the top teams in the conference.
Did you personally feel a little better this weekend than, say, previous games?
Yeah, for sure. I think, I was put back at center, my more natural position. And, I put on a new line with Polinchuk and Johnson, and we really seemed to click this weekend. And hopefully it's a sign of things to come.
Now, you, along with Hayden Fleury, will be part of the Subway Super Series. That's coming up next month, games in Saskatoon and Brandon. Let's talk about that honor. I mean, it puts you on the radar as far as the Canadian National Junior Team is concerned. How much are you looking forward to that event?
Yeah, for sure. I really want to get my foot in the door, and that's a goal of mine is to really push to make that team. And it's going to be a pretty busy upcoming 3 weeks or whatever it is for Hayden and myself. But I'm really looking forward to my second go around here with the Super Series.
Well, you were part of it last year, so you know how competitive the Russian team will be. What type of game do you expect?
Just from playing in it last year, they're as they always are, they're really opportunistic, and I think just the Western style of game that it's probably going to be with obviously all the guys coming from the West, and it's always going to be set up to be a good game. So I'm looking forward to both the games in Saskatchewan and Manitoba.
All right, Connor, congrats on Player of the Week and Subway Super Series. Thanks for this.
Thanks, Mooner.
Hey, I want to say thanks to Cam for his help this week, as well as our guests, Connor Bleakley, Tyler Benson, and John Quenville. I'm John Keane, and thanks for listening.
This has been a presentation of the Western Hockey League in cooperation with the WHL radio broadcast partners and Easton Hockey, a production of NL Broadcasting Limited, Kamloops, British Columbia.